81333. Start your message. Mark on the text. 0345 300 1858 is the phone number. Mark at bbc.co.uk is the email. And you can tweet Mark Forrest Show at Mark Forrest Show or at BBC Burnsy. That's spelled B-U-R-N-S-Y. Now then, the reason we're talking about favourite drives, we're going to find out now, because there is a lady who basically started a website called followthebrownsigns.com. Let's find out more about this. We're going to talk to Amanda Hone on the programme this morning. This evening. I'm used to presenting a morning programme. It's past my bedtime, this. Amanda, evening to you. How are you?
Hello, good evening. Good, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. Tough for keeping me company, because I was slightly worried I wasn't going to talk to anybody tonight, and it might have been one of those nights. And I will chill out and relax and talk a little slower in a minute.
Why, you're doing good.
Why did you start a website called followthebrownsigns.com? What's that about?
Well, basically, I was a little bit bored at university. This is how it started. And I had a kind of quirky pastime that I suppose kind of got out of control. And I used to just follow brown tourist signs as a fun thing to do. And I started discovering a huge array of really cool different places that encompassed all our history and heritage, geography, nature, sport, culture, art. And I thought this was a really untapped tourist network. So I decided to do a little bit of research, and there's actually no central database, and there's no records of all of the places that have brown tourist signs across the UK. Right. So I decided to make my own website.
I've got to ask, were you doing an arts degree by any chance? Lots of time to do nowt rather than studying hard, Amanda. Come on,
yeah,
the truth,
I mean,
here, please.
To be honest,
the truth.
I did do my work. I think I got very bored very quickly of going to the student bar at 3 p.m. To be honest, I was just a bit bored, so I
you'll have passed me in the corner. So what degree were you doing?
I was doing a psychology degree. Ironically, when I actually did this full time, I'd done a lot of jobs that I didn't like, including one of them being a travelling saleswoman, where I spent more time veering off the road and following brown signs than actually on the job.
Right.
So I apologise to my employers for that.
All right.
But then I studied to become an occupational psychologist. And after I graduated from that, I realised I was kind of unemployed and actually not doing the thing that I really wanted to do. So I set off on a big trip on my own all around Britain, randomly following brown tourist signs and blogging about everywhere I went.
Fantastic. And was it in a nice motor? Were you in an old Morris Minor or something like that?
No, absolutely not. No, it was a terrible 1.1 Citroën Saxo. It broke down all the time.
Student
Exhaust
car.
Exhaust fell off. Yeah, oh, totally.
Student
yeah.
car. And is this turned into a full-time occupation then?
It has now, yeah. So I'm now I'm writing a book about the joys of randomly following brown tourist signs, and really I want to sing the praises of these destinations who they spend a lot of money buying brown tourist signs, and you know they encompass a huge amount of, you know, this tourist network that I think is really untapped, and I kind of want to sing the praises for these people and really encourage people to be inspired when they see a brown sign to turn off the road, whatever it might be.
Just seize the moment, seize the day.
I think so. Whack a
left or a right turn in and go for it.
Yeah, get off the main roads and explore around and all, you know, all the B roads, and this is where the best driving roads are, and these are where our, you know, kind of quirky little places reside, and that's who I'm singing the praises of.
I spotted one yesterday driving up the A15 north of Lincoln, I think, for Brandy Wharf, and there was a picture of a canal boat, I think, or something like that. But I'm sure there must be brandy involved.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you been to that one?
Well, a canal boat, I actually went brown signing today and turned off the road when I saw a little symbol of a canal boat, because there's obviously miles and miles of canals. And it usually means that there's narrow boats and canals around there, so, yeah.
So officially that's what it's called. Is this a lonely thing, or is there a brown signing club?
There isn't a Browns signing club. I thought there would be. I did a lot of research in the early days.
You sure, Amanda?
Well, lots of people do write to me a lot and say that they really like it and that they do this as well. And, you know, they call it various things, like the Brown sign game. So lots of people do that. And then I share their stories and their adventures on my blog on my website as well. So it's, you know, it's trying to encourage people to do similar things and go to places they never thought they would ever go to.
You're a pioneer, Amanda. You're a pioneer. What's your favourite Brown sign story which led you to great entertainment or great joy?
Well, there's one of my favourite ones, and it was in the very early days of when I was kind of, I wasn't doing it full time, I just knew that I liked spotting brown tourist signs and then veering off the road and following one. And I followed one to one of the oldest windmills in Britain, which is Pitstone Windmill. And it's just this gorgeous windmill that sits quietly on its own in the middle of a field, and you've got quite a long walk up to it. And it was really, and I was on my own, and it was dusk, and it was really eerie and really inspiring. And I would never, you know, if I hadn't have gone with an open mind, or I think it would have been different. But so now I really love windmills and lighthouses. I've got a lot of respect for them, standing kind of lonely and defiant in the world.
If I was slick, I'd be playing Windy Miller and Camberwick Green now. Something like that. If I was slick, seeing you mention it, I'm not slick. You'll find out that I'm not slick. The one thing I'm not as a broadcaster is slick. But we might
Nobody
be doing that.
Slick.
So, what's your favourite drive, by the way? Because you've inspired me to talk about sort of favourite drives and Sunday drives and things like that. What's your favourite
one? Well, there's some good actual kind of tour. They're called tourist routes. And then a lot of those are signed by Brown tourist signs. But so they're not to one destination. You just follow the Brown signs around the tourist route that, you know, a tourist board has invented. And probably the best one is Pendle Witches Trail. And then that charts the trail of the witch's story of Pendle. And then you can, you know, drive around. But you also take in a lot of scenery as well as the history. And there's just some fantastic ones. There's one in Kent, and that's the Kent County Tour. And that's signed by Brown signs with oast houses on them.
All right, okay. Yeah. So the website, so people can check it out. And you're on Twitter as well. Give us the info, Amanda.
Okay, so my website is followthebrownsigns.com, and I'm on Twitter at lovebrownsigns.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
You too.
Have a great bank holiday, what remains of it. Thanks for kicking me off on the Burnsy Show. It is Burnsy, in for Mark for the week.